It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Flies, pants on fire.
I'm not lying. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I'm six
you're
feet above
dying,
the ground.
Brother,
you're a bad liar at that.
You're dying.
Nope. Dead.
We should tell people what we're talking about, or should we talk about the dirt?
I busted Riggs out for not wanting to get Gibbons anything out of our Summerfest bag.
Summerfest.
And then Riggs goes, I told him that. I'm like,
Summerfest,
oh, you did you?
Summerfest came to visit last week. Sarah came in and brought us a big, giant beach bag full of gifts. Different shirts, cups, different assorted boozes. There was
so
a big sausage in there.
With my Summerfest shirt on that I got out of that bag.
Yes.
And my sunglasses. And my Summerfest koozie.
Yeah.
And all my Summerfest stuff because today's the first day.
Uh-huh. And the day that Gibbons returned from vacation, what did I hand you? A big green bag full of...
There was maybe a Summerfest. I don't even think there was. In that bag, I don't think there was anything with Summerfest on it.
Nothing?
And nothing
who,
Summerfest related.
And
but
who
a bunch
was
going to
make the bag, Riggs? And you said, I said,
exactly.
I said, we can't Gibbons a bag. So I love it how he took the bag I made for you, put it under his desk, and then went, here you go, because he didn't want to give you anything.
Nope.
That
but
is.
He said he told you that.
Hi. Hilarious.
You hear the lie in there?
If Riggs was wearing pants, they'd be on fire.
I'm not though wearing shorts.
Right now.
I'm wearing shorts.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so moving on. Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Oh, God.
This guy, he's filed another appeal of his conviction on his sexual assault charges. Just stop.
Just take your comeuppance and take your 6 weeks in jail before you drop dead, you old bastard.
Thank
Jesus.
Thank you. He argued that five of his accusers should have never been allowed to testify in the second trial.
What?
So he's serving, you know, he's already serving like 3 to 10 years.
Yeah.
And I hope he just stays in there forever.
He's 140 years old. It should be 3 to 10 days.
Cosby's 81 years old.
Well, he drugged and molested, you know, that woman, Andrea Constanad.
Yeah.
Back in the day, he got found guilty of that, and then he's in prison now. So I don't know what's going to happen, but this guy keeps filing appeals.
The magazine cover, it was a Time magazine with the Cosby accusers on it, with all of the women.
Gross.
Uh-huh.
It was just full of women.
Ugh.
All I needed to see was the special on Annie where all of these women told their story separately, and they all told
they're all the same story.
The exact...
Yeah.
Same story that nobody can make up in detail of how it went down is gross. So he thinks he's going to get out still. He's still filing these appeals. Just stop. Which makes it even worse because it means you don't even think you did anything wrong.
And now
when you're filing these appeals, you loser.
And now you're dragging these victims through the mud again. They're going to probably have to go up and testify again after they put these...
After you went out and said they're all crazy and none of them are telling the truth.
You know, it's weird. What's terrifying is you think somebody is so wholesome and so happy in the 80s. Like, think he was like on top of the world.
Yeah.
Like,
he was America's dad.
Yes.
He took advantage of that, how much power he had.
Yes.
That was the problem. And he drugged women.
It's scary
and he
to think
raped
of,
him.
It's scary to think of who else is out there doing that kind of stuff.
We got to remember.
That we don't know about.
A lot of people.
You don't know about.
Everyone loved Mr. Huxtable from
yes,
The Cosby Show. But
Heathcliff
that was Bill Cosby playing a character. The actual Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
We're coming to learn over time.
Piece of garbage.
Just
All right.
GTFO.
Feel bad for his wife
on,
who actually
then.
Still defending him.
Right.
Like, oh, you poor thing.
Yeah.
You're going to die feeling really dumb.
Yes, you are.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah,
also, don't
sometimes.
Be stupid, you moron.
Ugh.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good news to start the day. My good news. I don't know if I want to start with Steve Aoki. I get to interview him today at the Kimpton Journeyman.
That's awesome.
I'm excited to meet him.
Hell yes.
Or the fact that afterwards I'm pushing my friend Dan Newberry out of an airplane. We're going skydiving later.
Whoa. Which one is it?
Summerfest or Dan Newberry? Pick one. I'm
skydiving.
I'm
joking. I'll tell Steve Aoki that. I'll say I'm more excited to push my friend out of an airplane.
Stop it.
I hope.
Stop it. Are you joking me right now?
Yes, I'm joking. I'm not going to say that. Are you
should say that to him and then somebody at the radio station should be listening right now. And the minute that Riggs says he's more excited to do that, somebody should come out with a Steve Aoki cake and give Riggs one right to the face.
I would love that so much.
I'm just saying.
I want to talk to him about his cakes because he's famous for throwing those cakes.
So he throws Steve cakes Aoki. At people in the
yes,
crowd.
In the crowd, he takes his big ass cake and he just throw it into the crowd.
And he's a DJ. He's got long hair.
Yes, he looks like a Japanese guy. Like he was just walking down the street, long hair, goatee.
And then he gets on stage and he starts
slender
DJing
guy. Yep.
Like crazy. Yeah.
Jumping around like a crazy man. And then he takes a cake and throws it out.
His stage is going to have some serious energy tonight. Let me get out my Summerfest
Steve Aoki's been known to get on an inflatable raft and surf it on a crowd.
Yeah. Jeez.
He has fun at his shows.
Bro, wouldn't it be funny as hell if they surfed him all the way to Lake Michigan and then Steve Aoki's on Lake Michigan on his floor in the crowd? Like,
oh,
hey,
he's at the Miller Lite Oasis. And look who's over at the U.S. Cellular. Hanson. Tonight.
And Hanson, if you're listening,
where
I know you are.
Where are listeners at? Steve Aoki or Hanson?
Bro, Hanson has a song. Hanson has a song called Man from Milwaukee. If you're listening, Hanson, play that song tonight.
And Walk the Moon, also tonight. They sing that song like Shut Up and Dance with Me. They'll have a fair amount of people at there.
Foreigners at the BMO Harris.
Hell yeah.
I want to know. I'm so glad I got my Summerfest schedule out. I'm so excited now. Oh, and the Cougars are at JoJo's Martini Lounge. You know where I'll be.
Oh, my God.
You know where I'll be.
The Cougars are...
I met some Cougars last night at Shawn Mendes, by the way. They reminded me of you, Allie. They were trying to recruit you. They said, we're the Cougars Club, and we want to recruit Allie. And I was like, all right.
I will
ask if she'd like to be in the Cougar Club. I don't know if she does or not.
Club.
Oh, my God.
She goes, tell Allie we wanted to be in the Cougar Club.
To me, that's a compliment. I just can't believe I'm old enough to even be in that club, but I guess here I am.
Embrace it, baby. Embrace it.
I remember making fun of those people 10 years ago, and here I am.
Living your best life.
Allie, what's your good news, Allie?
My good news is I had another date last night.
Oh?
Yeah, it went good.
Tinder Luke Perry again?
Yeah, I saw Tinder Luke Perry.
Oh, nice.
Took me out to dinner. Couldn't decide what I was going to tell you, but that was it. Yeah.
I couldn't decide
what
I was going to tell you. My good news was.
I can't read her right now.
I didn't do anything naughty, if that's what you're trying to get at. I didn't have sex, if that's what you're trying to get at.
No, I know you didn't have sex, because you got the IED implanted.
What is that IUD, first of all?
I'm sorry.
I don't even know what an IED is.
Oh, it's the improvised explosive device.
I got an explosive device.
In your vagina.
And now I have to say what we said off the
bomb.
Air.
It's the
there
bomb.
There you go. Yes.
It's the bomb.
Good God. That you is people are bomb. Crazy.
That's like a dad joke.
It is.
Girl, you got your IED inserted?
Because that's the bomb.
You're the bomb. Oh, that's funny.
Alright, well, tell us about it later, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. As she literally
sips tea. I know.
Straw in mouth and looks at us like, you MFers want to know, don't you?
No,
yes, we want to know.
Yes, we want to know so many questions.
Riggs, now she's starting to sweat.
Right, move on with
what I got to know what
happened. What's your good news?
My good news is, speaking of Allie fanning herself, I got to experience one of the greatest feelings of the summer yesterday.
What was that?
So when you take the dogs for a nice long walk and it's 85 out and you're kind of starting to sweat.
Yeah.
And then you go inside and the air conditioning's on inside the house. And that first burst. The greatest feeling of all the feels.
That's the kind of climate change that I can get behind.
Oh, hell yes.
You know, that's nice. Good news.
Yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. So everybody's doing their part to try and save the environment, right?
Yes.
A lot of places are banning the plastic straws. That's a popular thing to do.
Yeah,
this is freaking me out, the straw ban we got going on.
Well, there's hundreds of millions a day, like in this city alone. There's so many plastic straws just get thrown away in the trash.
I agree, but the paper straws are weird. Like, I had not had a paper straw until I was downtown right around the playoffs. And I was like, whoa, this is a... Because it, like, collapses, and then it's like... falls apart.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I had to like stick it through one of those lids, the plastic lids on a cup. Try to get a paper straw plastic lid. It was not easy.
Yikes.
And then you get the paper shreds in your drink, and that's great. those are delicious.
The paper straws suck.
Joyful.
Are you team straw or no straw though when you drink a drink?
I don't need a straw.
Oh, I need a straw.
If I get one, that's great. If I don't, that's fine.
Uh-uh.
I think banning straws is stupid. What?
I'm thinking if I go to like McDonald's and get a Coke, I need a straw. But if I go to like a bar and grab a Captain and Coke, I don't think I use a straw.
Do you think planning or banning plastic bags or plastic bottles is stupid too?
No.
Because you're essentially doing the same thing. That's the thing. If you took all the... You would die. Think about the when you package straws. There's like one thing.
Yeah.
Think about how many straws you use every day.
Yeah,
like
it sending all plastic
adds
bags.
Up.
True.
Yeah. Just like plastic bags, just like plastic bottles. And they're going, we don't need a straw. You can live without a straw. You can't carry 9 groceries at once, but you can live without a straw. Okay.
I've started using reusable bags. I'm doing my part.
Oh, really?
I'm doing my part.
You know what?
Miller Coors is doing their part, is what I was going to say.
Oh, okay. Segue like a mall cop.
I was trying to bring it somewhere there to them. Go. They're doing eco-friendly six-packs now. So eco-friendly beer rings. It's made of this biodegradable, almost combustible plastic material that goes around the six-pack can.
Yeah.
So they can be stackable. And they're sustainable, and if they get into the environment somehow, they're biodegradable, so they're not as bad as the plastic ones that are notorious for getting looped around a turtle's neck or something. You'll see the pictures of those in the wild. The six-pack rings that they have.
Yeah, I know.
These are more biodegradable and compostable. Compostable. Is that the word? Compost? Compost?
Compost.
Yeah.
Are they going to be displayed like these are the right rings, or am I just going to have to check?
They probably will. They're starting it in Colorado to see how it goes, because that's like Golden, Colorado is where they're starting it to see the test market, and then they might bring it to Milwaukee here soon. Just a trial run right now.
Saving the world.
It is little things here and there. It's the little things that you do that add up to the bigger things, like you said, Allie. So,
yeah,
good for Miller Coors.
True.
Saving the world.
I just want regular straws, though. Please, no more paper straws. All right, another option. Somebody with another option, please.
There is an option. Open your mouth wide and shove that bad boy back. Riggs, come on, man.
Shots.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow, this is a turn for the worse. So we talked about how Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife, Beth Chapman, not expected. She's in an induced coma.
Yeah.
Because she's had cancer, and then it went away, and then it came back. And so she was yanking on her tubes, and they couldn't control her. So they finally just said, for her own safety and for her health.
Yeah.
Because she's in such bad condition, we're going to have to put her on. In this medically induced coma. Well, now they're saying that Beth Chapman, Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife, not expected to recover and even leave the hospital. I got goosebumps when I said that. I hate talking about stuff like that.
This sucks on like so many levels.
She's way too young. How old is she? I don't even have her age here. I'm like, I should have looked this up before I started this story.
How do we know this, by the way? How is this public knowledge?
TMZ, dude.
I mean, yeah, how do we know that she's not going to, that all of this is
happening?
Yeah,
like how is all of this leaked out? Isn't this something that should be between them until something happens?
No. Do you remember Michael Jackson? I mean, right. The TMZ broke that story and nobody believed it. Sure enough, he was dead. Yeah, that's what sent TMZ over, was when they broke the Michael Jackson story.
Did I tell you guys I was on the air when that happened? Like when the news came out?
What do you mean on the air?
I was on the radio in Philadelphia doing an afternoon shift filling in, and they're like, Michael Jackson died. So I called the program director, like, what do I do? And he's like, you go on there and you play Michael Jackson Thriller, play the entire album right now. And now I got goosebumps talking about it.
I wonder what he would say now that the Michael Jackson documentary is out. Would he still say, go play nonstop?
I don't know about that.
She's 51, by the way.
Thank you. That 51. Makes me feel better.
Oh, that's a different belt.
Here's the deal. She had she's not dead, stage 4 lung cancer. This is Dog Bounty Hunter's wife, Beth. She got hospitalized. She was having difficulty breathing. She was choking. And then they put her in the coma. And the family said, there's just not a lot that can be done to this point.
Oh.
So the family's making medical decisions with the help of her doctors.
Trying to make her as comfortable as possible and make it as painless as possible.
Do you know what Dog put up on social media? I don't want to make you cry, Gibbons.
Please don't, because I know.
Send you over the edge.
I already know. I already know.
And put up a picture of her hand with her nails done, because that was always her
son
thing.
Son of a bitch, you got me.
I know. Oh, he's
you
crying.
You got me.
He's
damn
crying.
It.
He's
oh,
crying.
What the?
Who knew it'd be Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife that got Gibbons to cry
because,
on a
listen,
Wednesday?
Okay.
This is really sad.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh my God, he's crying.
He like went to, he's been to jail. Like he came back.
Oh my God, Gibbons is really crying.
Oh my God.
His
You're
wife,
gonna make me cry.
His wife.
You're gonna make
his
me cry.
Wife, though. His wife is his world.
Allie's walking over to hug Gibbons right now. You're gonna make me cry. You guys are gonna make me cry.
The guy cares so much about his wife, and I worry that now when she passes that he could convert back to like the savage that he was all these years ago, and now they've got...
He's triggering something with Gibbons, because I'm like, who's that concerned about Dog the Bounty Hunter being okay? Like,
they have a young family. They have really young kids.
Dr. Allie's here. Do we need to talk about what's triggering Gibbons right now?
What's got you going on a Wednesday, bro?
I've seen every episode of that show.
It's not Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I don't know.
Let it out, something else in your life. Let's get deep real quick.
Let it out, though. Let it out.
Who's the person that you're afraid that has... Who's the one...
Is someone in your family sick right now?
...that has gotten their life together? Your dad, seriously. Yeah. Has somebody gotten their life together and you're afraid they're going to go back now?
I don't worry about my dad. Excuse me. Like, we want to get into it.
This is a full on sad moment.
Oh, I don't worry about my dad reverting back.
I don't need that.
Something's triggering him.
No, I worry.
I'm trying to get deep here.
My dad, let me take a drink real quick. Talk amongst yourself.
No, yeah.
I don't know what
something
quick,
about,
I'm
we're talking about Beth. If you're just tuning in, Beth from Dog the Bounty Hunter, Beth's Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife is
not going to make it
from cancer.
She's in a coma and she's probably going to die. And then something triggered Gibbons.
We started talking about the picture the dog put on his Twitter.
Yes.
But Gibbons said
pan.
What upset him was that he was worried about her husband. Are you worried about being alone or something? I'm so confused.
No.
I can't figure out what's your...
Because Dog the Bounty Hunter was, like I just said, not a nice guy. And he came back from being a nice guy. Now he's the nicest guy ever.
Yeah.
He's got a young family. And I worried that his wife's passing would revert him back to the old person that he was.
I don't think so. I think it's going to charge him to be a nicer guy, if anything.
I hope so, and I think so.
Because if he's changed for the better, I think he'll continue to change for the better.
But
he's not going to go back.
But who is it in Gibbons' life that he's thinking about?
Because she wouldn't want him to revert back to that, and that would be dishonoring her memory if he did that. So I don't think he's a stand-up enough guy, and I think you see that in him. You're obviously a big fan of him, or you see something in him that you see maybe in your father.
Riggs, get to the core of it. It's not about Dog the Bounty Hunter, is my point.
We've talked. I think I figured it out. I think I have.
I'm trying to talk it out.
Now
see?
You're talking about Dog the Bounty Hunter. I'm like, this doesn't
look
have
what I got him to.
Do.
I'm trying to talk him to a point. Now he's got it.
The way that Beth passed away, like Beth, his wife also had a checkered past, and she passed away in like the height of I'm a great person now. And I think
the one that's not still alive?
Beth, yes, the one who's about to pass. I'm sorry.
Okay,
she hasn't passed away. But like, I think deep inside of me, I go back to my dad, who was a terrible person back in the day. My dad, who survived colon cancer, who like, he called me up 3 weeks ago and we had like an hour long chat about what happens when he passes away and who gets what. And then like every 10 minutes I would go, dude, you're all right, right? And he would go, yeah, I'm fine. I just want to let you know if things go wrong, if things go bad with my health, here's where it goes. And
there it is.
It's all daddy issues.
The start, by the way, that it was his dad.
It's all daddy issues.
Okay, a lot of people have dad issues.
Can we have a dad issue hug, too?
Okay?
No. I'm okay.
I want to give you a dad issue hug.
Give it to me. Bring it in.
Come over here.
Can I be a counselor before Riggs, though, since it took Riggs 5 minutes to get to the point?
Oh, daddy issues.
Daddy issues.
Push the button. That's funny.
Oh, man, that was deep.
That was really,
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Gibbons, what up?
If you are a music lover like I am, today is like Christmas and your birthday and New Year's Eve all rolled into one.
Yeah. Yes.
It is the first day of Summerfest.
It is.
It is my third Summerfest.
Yep.
And I am so excited. And I always like on the first day before I go out, you know, to go down memory lane.
Oh, yeah.
Think of like, what was the best performance you ever saw at Summerfest and the best personal moment for you personally at Summerfest.
Okay.
And you guys have been here a lot longer than I have.
A lot of memories.
So you have a ton of memories. Allie, you mentioned a naked dude at one point earlier.
A naked woman. You assumed it was a dude. 100%
I did, yeah.
It was somebody very famous. Who I got to see her boobs on stage because the best experience of my life. There's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I got drunk in the rain one year. I remember it was pouring at 10 p.m. and I didn't care. This was like probably 7 years ago. I was living my life.
Uh-huh.
Then a few years ago, I went to see Bruno Mars. That was killer.
Yeah. Right.
And that same year I went to see Bruno Mars is where I saw the naked chick on stage.
Who the hell did you see?
Somebody at the station gave me front row tickets to Lady Gaga and I about had a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
And Lady Gaga takes off her shirt. And since I'm in the front row, I can see her boobs. boobs from the side.
Yeah.
Because I'm on the side. And she gets butt naked,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God.
So her boobs, which are like, you know.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Amazing, yes.
Yeah.
Women would hate her for her perfect little boobs. Right. So she has these good boobs. And there she was. And I'm like, I just saw Lady Gaga naked because of where I'm sitting. Not only did I get four more tickets, I got freaking Lady Gaga's boobs.
You got a show.
How many people can tell that story? Well, actually, anyone that ever saw her in concert, yes. Never mind.
But she turns around,
so her back's to the crowd, and she takes off her shirt to change. But if you're standing right there, you can see it all.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, so it's like,
right
oh.
In front of you. Why don't you, Gavins, you kick this off. What was your thing that you wanted to talk about?
My number one.
Your Summerfest memory.
Number one memory.
Yeah.
It's, you know how they say you never forget your first time?
Yeah.
First time I stepped foot on the Summerfest grounds. As soon as I was walking up, I'm going from my apartment downtown, and it's a nice sunny day. It's beautiful. The minute I step foot inside the venue, it starts downpouring. So then I meet up with Riggs, right? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm thinking in my head, what the hell are we going to do? It's pouring rain. There's not going to be anybody here. It's going to suck. Hell no. It's Milwaukee, and it's Summerfest. Riggs and I remember we're standing on top of picnic tables with signs, and we were screaming like idiots. I don't think we're even that drunk. And there were like a group of people there dancing in the rain first day. I was like,
yes.
This is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Greatest memory. The first time in the gate, I'll never forget it. I'm like, this is the place for me.
You got to make your best. You know, you got to make the best of a bad situation, even when it rains. Even when it rains at Summerfest, you can still have a good time.
Mm-hmm. And then seeing Ludacris perform live from a performance standpoint, because I had never seen him live at all, and then seeing him at Summerfest on a side stage for free.
You know who I met at Summerfest?
Freaking Ludacris.
Who?
Justin Bieber. I met him there.
Oh, that just gave me goosebumps.
He was a kid. I mean, he was probably 16. I could show you the picture. But I met him at Summerfest. Yeah.
I met Selena Gomez at Summerfest.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I know they were together.
Yes.
Wait. So was Bieber on a side stage when
you
met him?
No, he was playing the amphitheater, baby. This was like in the height
of baby,
and all that stuff. He was playing the amphitheater. And
when you met Selena, Riggs, were she and Justin?
It was post Selena Gomez. Post Justin Bieber. It was post that whole relationship thing. She had moved far on from him at this point.
Let's not forget the backstage moment that the three of us all shared together.
With DNCE?
Couldn't figure out if it was last year or 2 years ago with DNCE.
Joe Jonas.
Two years ago,
man, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
I love Summerfest.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody texted into 71037. My best memory is Prince at the amphitheater.
Shut the hell up. Prince played the amphitheater?
Said, best show ever. They said in Third Eye Blind last year. Oh my God.
Third Eye Blind.
Speaking of random bands like Third Eye Blind.
And the radio person, that song just makes me insane because we've heard it so many times.
But the joy of Summerfest is you could be going to see Prince and you can stumble upon somebody like Third Eye Blind.
And then you see somebody like Big Boy.
And then like George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. Like there's so many just random acts you just literally bump into.
Somebody else texted in favorite Summerfest memories, dancing on stage with Britney Spears.
Oh my God.
That also, had to be years ago.
When a certain radio station upgraded me and my BFF to front row for the Goo Goo Dolls. What a pull.
I hope that was 1992 when that happened. Yes. I hope you're not talking about last year.
All the feels. I love Summerfest.
Yeah, Summerfest. Day one is today.
Yes, let's go.
Hanson, yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Did you see five kids got to go on a shopping spree with Ryan Braun?
What?
A shopping spree? With Ryan Braun. I think last week we talked about Boys and Girls Clubs doing a shopping spree with Giannis. Giannis showed up with some kids.
Oh, that's awesome,
I think it's cool when the Brewers and the Bucks do this kind of stuff with kids that do well in academics and sports. So these kids did well in both. They were excelling at both. And they knew they were going to Kohl's to get a shopping spree. So they're like, cool, we're going to get some shirts, get some toys.
Yeah.
And then number 8 walks in the room. The racing sausages walk into the room.
No way.
They're all in a Kohl's and they get to shop. They get the whole run of this Kohl's with the racing sausages and Ryan Braun spending $500. Some of them spent more because they got the gift card for $500. So they spent a little bit more because their parents were there. Yeah.
I have questions.
Go ahead, Gibbons.
One, was Ryan Braun in full uniform and the sausages were really there dressed up?
Ryan Braun had his Brewers shirt on, his jersey on, short sleeve, but he had like a button-down shirt underneath it.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't full uniform.
I can totally picture him wearing that, too. Yeah.
Two, it's like he's wearing a regular shirt and then put a Brewers shirt on over it. Like, oh yeah, I forgot. Go ahead.
Two, though, and just say yes because you're going to kill the fantasy if not. Yes. I see the sausages are like, we're going to race around the store. And they're racing around the store and then one of them hip checks the other one in the, like, the kids section, knocks over an entire display. That's a mannequin falls down.
That's exact. Did you read the story already? Will you stop giving away all the headlines?
Yes!
Damn it, Gibbons.
That's amazing.
Hold on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. You missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
All right, Allie.
What do you want to know? Here we go again.
Okay.
Here we go again.
What was this? So this was date number two with Tinder, like, Tinder Luke Perry?
Yes,
it was.
Two.
And if you're just tuning in, if you're not caught up, date one ended in spectacular fashion with a nice makeout session. But not before Allie was super awkward during the makeout.
Yeah. Pretty much, because that's how I roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why am I so awkward?
To an extent where he was telling her to stop being awkward.
Literally.
Yeah.
So
looked
were
at
you,
me and said, stop being so awkward.
So date number two, were you a little less awkward, maybe?
I think
maybe?
So. Okay. I think the more comfortable I get with people,
the less awkward you get.
And the less awkward. The less alcohol I need. The less of everything.
What was the date last night? Did you go out or did you Netflix and chill?
No,
at
we
your
went
place?
To the dinner. Okay. We went to dinner.
Because the first one was just a drink.
Okay.
That led to like four drinks.
Yes.
Yeah.
So last night we went out to dinner.
Where'd you guys go?
We went to Maxie's.
All right.
You know where Maxie's
Southern
is?
Comfort, I do. Yes. Delicious.
Yes. And what, 68th and...
Yeah. Which is, by the state fair. Yes. Which is terrible because you're on keto and you couldn't eat the cornbread. The Maxie's cornbread's amazing.
Oh, and they brought it to the table, but I didn't eat it or touch it, and I was fine.
The cornbread is so good there.
And then they brought croutons on my salad after I asked them not to, by the way. But
their croutons are good too at Maxie's.
Keto kills Maxie's, man.
Luke
Perry made a solid point when I pulled him off my salad. He goes, yeah, but they rip up your mouth like Captain Crunch.
True.
And I said,
some croutons do, yes.
Okay, so the salad comes out. The croutons are on it. You're already probably in a bad mood because of that, right?
No, I wasn't in a bad mood. I didn't care about the croutons.
Okay.
I was just saying that was funny. It was fine. I walked in. He was sitting at the bar. I was late. What's new?
How late were you this time?
15 minutes, probably. Like, the date was at 7:30, and I got there at, like, 7:45.
And I'm sure he knows by this point.
I said, get used to this or drop me, because this is how I roll.
Right.
I'm the worst.
If you want her to be there at 7:30, tell her to be there by 7.
That's right.
Yeah. You know she'll be there by 7:30.
You have to lie to me.
That's most lucky. Women, though. I have to do that with my wife.
That's true.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Tell her I have to be places 15 minutes ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I was so nervous because I was so awkward on the first date.
Yeah.
So I was like, how do I stop being so awkward? So I texted my girlfriends. I said, I need some light questions. Like light. Light. I don't want to go deep. I don't want to be awkward. I need fun, light questions.
So what about like his...
My girlfriend says to me, who are you and where is Allie?
Yeah.
See, be you, girl. Be you.
She said, just talk about traveling. You like to travel. It sounds like he... I said, okay, that's perfect. Which was a great segue into a long conversation.
About traveling.
Traveling. Where do you want to go? Where do you like to do? What's your dream? Blah, blah, blah. You get the picture.
Yeah.
So, where have you been? Where you want to go?
Where do you want to go? Yes. X, Y, Z. And I love it at this age because it doesn't bother me when I hear about trips with women. You know what I mean?
Yes.
In my 20s, I would have been like, you went where with who?
Yeah. Right? Were you having sex with her everywhere? Were you hooking up everywhere in the hot tubs?
Oh, you went to the Bahamas with her, huh? I'm just like, oh, tell me about that trip with that chick. Tell me about that trip with that chick.
Right. You didn't even think about it.
So much
nicer. Doesn't faze you.
We had dinner and some oysters.
Yeah.
And some salad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oysters are an aphrodisiac.
You're
damn
right they are.
Did you know this, Allison?
Of course I knew this.
Uh-huh. Is that why you had the oysters?
It's just what we ordered.
Oh, I forgot. You had your IED. You can't do it anyways. You can't
get it. It's an IUD, not an IED.
Oh, I'm sorry. Damn it. I keep confusing the two.
He keeps talking about the birth control IUD and getting it mixed up with an IED, which is an explosive device.
I know. I'm sorry. They sound so similar.
Riggs.
Now, Allie, I have one question.
But just because I got birth control doesn't mean I'm ready to just work the town, people.
I know.
I'm just preparing myself.
You're not ready to work the town. You're ready for the town to work you. Hello, that's how this works.
I'm sure. The town to work you.
Okay, now.
He says
okay,
Gibbons. Well, go ahead, Gibbons.
The first date with Tinder Luke Perry ended in really awkward fashion with you making a certain face when he tried to kiss you. And the face looked a little something like this. There's video being taken of it, so you'll be able to see it on our social media.
Okay.
He leans in for the kiss, and you gave him the, because you kind of
It's like a terrified, panicked, wacky, waving, inflatable tube man. Look like
So after your great, awesome meal with your great, awesome conversation, when you went to leave, was there another moment of...
Or that's awkward during this kiss, dude.
Or did you lean in and just full-on swap spit skis? You know what I'm saying?
It was fine. We swapped
Shut
a
up.
Little.
It was fine. You talked about how passionate it was the first time.
It was great. I like making out with them. Is that what you want to hear?
Yes.
So that's good.
If we were playing baseball, what kind of a hit did he get? Uh-huh. Did he get to second base?
No.
Rounded first?
Wait, what's second? Tell me what the bases are again. I know what a home run is, but just what's first?
Are we allowed to talk about the bases?
No, just tell me what first is.
First is making out.
First. Mm-hmm. He got to first.
Second is above the waist.
Yeah. Third is...
below.
Yeah. And then fourth
first.
Is...
first.
Out of the park.
Uh-huh. First. We're right, not first. Out of the park, okay? Right. Knock
okay.
it off.
Now, Allie, one... first. Maybe one final question until at least another question.
Taking it slow. What?
If you didn't have an improvised explosive device inside
an
of you
IED,
right now...
An IED.
It's an IUD.
I have an IUD.
We know it's an IUD.
I know. It's funnier to say IED.
It's a bomb. If you hadn't had that just put in, which restricts you from making love, right?
Well, it does not restrict you from making love.
But there's...
the birth control, no, it does not. No. But we don't need to
Gibbons
get...
wants to
Gibbons,
know, if you weren't
stop.
In that situation, yes. would you still have done the hibbity-bibbity-bob-de-bob? If the situation was different.
Last night?
Yes.
I don't think so.
No, see?
No.
Do you think because he set this pace slower that you are now going slower? Because he was more cautious? Because he held back on asking you on the date?
No.
That's
not
why?
No, I think I jumped the gun with the first one a little too much.
Well, you were ready to get some bats out of the cage.
You jumped
that's
something,
not
all
why,
right? You jumped something.
It was. That was part of the reason. You can say it wasn't until the cows come home, but I don't believe you. I think that was part of the reason you started dating in the first place.
And that's the
point. What? Knock the bats out of the cage?
Yeah, to get laid, of course.
That was not why I started dating.
100%.
No,
it was
no,
a
no,
little
no,
bit
no.
of it. Yes.
No, I did have that. Allie, so Allie, not Allie, true. I didn't start dating to have sex, or else I would have had sex with Allie. TLP already. Right?
You're lying to yourself. You're lying to others.
Guys really want to believe. That's all we want.
Just shut up and let me put him in his place, Allie. I know you
love
him.
Sorry, go ahead.
She started dating to become back to the full Allie that she was, the Allie of old, right? She had sex with the first guy just to get the bats out of the cage.
Yes.
Let's keep it real. I mean, that was just for the bats out of the cage.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I just said.
No,
what do you mean,
no,
light me up? That's exactly what I just said.
You said she was dating exclusively to get the bats out of the cave. She's dating exclusively to have a connection.
Yes, that's what I meant.
I need a connection. I'm working on it.
Repeating what I say to make it your words, Gibbons.
But you were wrong.
The hot dog and the donuts. I wasn't wrong. I wasn't wrong.
You were wrong about how I feel. Okay, great. Thank you, Riggs.
You and the Mountain Man, you were just with Mountain Man for Get It On.
That's not true.
I think you were. Yes.
Oh, we got to text the 7-1.
This is awkward now because I don't want Luke Perry to hear this. This is why I'm so uncomfortable right now because where you're trying to talk to me about Mountain Man, I don't want to go there because I don't want to. It's awkward.
I liked Mountain Man a lot.
It's done. I have moved on.
People
okay?
still text
Can
about
we
him, man.
Stop talking
he was the
about
first,
him now.
People still text about him.
He was.
I'm out, dude. I hate this. I'm leaving.
That's what he was there for. Get the bats out of the cave.
Yes.
And now the bats are out of the cave.
Look.
Now it's trying to form something real now.
Mm-hmm.
With Tinder Luke Perry.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you're taking your time on this.
I don't know. That's my... I don't know what I want.
Do you know what you're doing?
I'm enjoying
my
time.
She's living. She's not thinking.
I didn't even say I was working towards this like relationship.
No,
you're living.
Honestly, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just enjoying my time right now with Luke Perry.
And that's fine.
And it's going great.
That's fine.
And so
do you.
That's what I'm doing.
There
and
you
I'm
go.
Going with the flow. And if I'm not feeling the flow, then I'll figure it
Move
out.
Move on to someone else because there's guys on the bench, like you said, in Tinder.
There's
always guys on the bench.
Wait, isn't that what the whole IUD is about? So you don't feel the flow? I thought that's what that whole thing's...
Oh, God.
You took it there.
Gibbons.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Time now for Hell to the Gnaw. Do you guys remember yesterday when I was telling you about the nightmare that my wife's car has turned into?
Oh, God, yes.
Let me tell you the update that happened on this thing, right?
Oh, no.
What happened?
She's been in a loner car for 2 weeks now because of issues.
It's been 2 weeks?
I didn't know that. And
it's ridiculous.
When I heard her on the phone hanging up with the car dealership, she said, "All right, have a good holiday." And I go, "Holiday?" She goes, "Yeah, I'm going to be in the loner until after the 4th of July."
Oh, my. Hell no. What in the blue hell?
Now they found out that her model of car, somehow with the manufacturer, they have to replace the engine. So the engine has to be ordered specifically from Germany for this BMW.
Oh my!
That they have to have it sent over here. We're not paying for this. They're paying for this. Thank God. But I keep telling her, I'm like, why are you going through with all this? And she was like, well, it's going to be pretty much like having a new car when it's all said and done, because you're going to have a brand new engine. There's not going to be anything wrong with it anymore. And I said, how do you know?
You just bought it. Shouldn't it have been exactly like refurbished brand new when you bought it?
She's trying to see both sides, because she said somebody's going to have to do this to the car regardless. So now, since it's been done by the manufacturer, it's going to be fixed.
The logic
so if anything
doesn't
else
make any
goes,
sense to
rigs.
Me.
Rigs.
Trade it out already.
You got to flip that car. That car's got to go.
That's what I told her.
That's got to go.
Next. Waiting for a new freaking engine to come for two more weeks. A whole new engine. That's insane.
You know what's going to happen.
Something else is going to go wrong with it.
It's going to go. They're going to get rid of it.
Even before the new engine comes in, there's going to be some kind of shipping issue with the engine. The engine's not going to come in. You know what? I want to say here on the record.
You called it, Gibbons. It's
yes,
doomed.
On I can the see record, that happening.
I don't think you'll have that car before Labor Day. We're not even at 4th of July yet. You won't have that car before Labor Day.
That's a little much.
Now you're
tripping. End of the summer, maybe.
You bought a burrito blanket. That took 6 months to come.
And that came from China, and they had to knit it, okay?
They have to build an engine from Germany. It's a German engine.
You know what's funny? I could have taught myself how to knit and made a burrito blanket quicker. You could have.
Then I got that one.
With the self-help books and Google, I could have knitted you a blanket quicker.
Self-help books and Google.
Seriously, here's my hell to the
knot. Crazy.
I picked my babies up from KinderCare yesterday, went and worked out at the gym, went to get my babies. I knew they were leaving town, so I wasn't going to see them. They're going to their grandparents in Minnesota. I only have 1 hour with them. I take them to get ice cream.
Aww.
I mean, I'm not eating it, but they're eating it.
Yeah.
And we're having a good little afternoon together.
That's awesome.
And then they're going to go see grandma and grandpa. And then we get home, right as we get home. Yeah. And their dad's about to come pick them up to take them up north. Owen goes, I left my backpack at KinderCare.
Oh my God!
KinderCare's probably closed, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
No. Because I picked them up in the afternoon. I was pissed. I said, I'm not going back there for that. And then I flipped out.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm sorry, mommy. I go, I know you're sorry. Just let me vent. I'm pissed off. Do you know what vent means? No, never mind.
Do you know what pissed off means? Of course, you're my mommy. Of course I know.
Yes. So I sat in the driveway with the car running, mad for 5 seconds, not talking. And then I out. I'm like, fine, we'll go get the backpack. When kids, and I said, I'm sick and tired of you not taking care of yourself, not being responsible. You are almost 8. You have to remember to grab your backpack.
Listen.
Can you tell I was
you
pissed?
You okay now?
Really pissed.
Get it out?
Yes.
Listen, I know that.
And then I gave him big hugs and kisses, and I said, oh my God, I'm not going to see you for 3 days. I love you.
Riggs is having a nightmare with his wife's car.
Yeah.
Allie's got to go back and forth to KinderCare to get a backpack.
Oh my God, I was so mad at Owen.
But I had real pressing issues last night.
Oh, did you?
And
I know I'm not the only one. I have waited to turn the air on, and I have slept in bed when it's been hot, and I've woken up sweaty, hot and sweaty, going, I can't wait to turn the air on. Last night was the first night with the air fully on, and at some point in the middle of the night, I got cold, so I wrapped myself up in a blanket like a burrito, and I woke up this morning as sweaty as I would have been if we left the heat on and it was 80 degrees.
So was your air not working?
No, the air was working fine, Riggs. It worked so well that in the middle of the night, I got cold and wrapped myself up in a blanket, and then I got too hot.
Can I tell you something? You know, since dating, I ask people, do you like it cold or hot when you sleep?
Uh-huh.
And I started laughing to myself the other day because I realized everybody, who says hot? Nobody.
Nobody.
And finally, I realized, why do we ask anyone that question? Everybody says I like it cold when I sleep. Nobody goes, I love it hot, so hot
Make
when
it
I
steamy,
sleep.
Yeah.
But what a dumb question we ask people.
Is there one person out there?
71037. There's somebody, yes. But you know what I'm saying? Think about it.
Yeah, I like
Has
a good...
anyone ever said when you ask that question, I love it hot when
you know
I
what?
Sleep?
I like
no.
I like a tall nap in a sauna. Nobody says that.
No.
Nobody says that.
No.
Oh, we got some texts at 71037.
Oh, God. What are people saying?
Well, what are they saying?
Hell no. I broke my glasses this morning, and I'm blinder than a bat.
All right, there you go.
That's not good.
God.
What?
I've been waiting over a month for my BMW engine to show up. Riggs, I feel your pain.
Oh, Jesus. Are you serious? Over a month?
Oh, dude, I don't think you'll have it before Labor Day, dude. When it comes to shipping issues, you've had nothing but them, regardless of what's going on.
It says under lemon laws, just ask for a new car. What does that mean?
Lemon laws.
There's a lemon law.
Lemon laws. If a car continues to have issues, some cars aren't built perfectly.
Yep.
And there's just a series of unfortunate events. I don't think there's a lemon law in Wisconsin.
No,
I don't think that there is one.
I believe we looked into it with my girlfriend's car and the issue she was having with her car, and I'm pretty sure there's not a lemon law.
Right.
We got somebody. We got a text at 71037.
Yes.
I hate being cold when I sleep. I don't like the feeling of the air blowing on me. I love it hot.
Oh, you weirdo.
Another
the
one.
There's
I
the
hate
one.
It cold. Wow, there's two. I hate it cold. What?
No way.
Who are these weirdos?
What is wrong with you people?
My cousins love it hot. Their room is so hot it almost feels humid. That's disgusting.
Oh, I'm getting grossed out just thinking about it.
I can't imagine waking up in a sweat.
Weirdos.
Just covered in my own sweat. My best friend loves it hot when she sleeps. Who are these people? Who are you people?
I mean, you're great. Thank you for listening and texting, but
yeah, I don't know why you'd want to sleep hot.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at them. I haven't seen any of these texts yet. I'm on the intern's computer since mine's broken.
Oh, God.
And I love it. They said, Allie sounds like the Bachelorette screaming, "No, I don't know what I want."
Hell no.
Oh, my God. Someone texted into 71037 saying there is a lemon law in Wisconsin. Google an attorney.
All right.
What?
He gave an attorney's name to Google. I'm not going to say his name because I don't know who that is.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Not hot, but nice and toasty warm.
That's hot.
Yeah.
It's got to be like I need to have a blanket on because it's so cold. Cold.
Okay, all you guys that are texting in about the lemon law, how long does that last? Isn't there a certain amount of time?
I don't even know what the lemon law is. Why is someone calling at 414-799-1037 and educating me on this?
I believe,
and I can't Google it.
I believe the way that it works is if you take you buy your car, let's say, in January.
A lemon law is basically like having a refund for a car. It's like a warranty on a car, but that's covered by the government, essentially, if you buy a car, it's different. It varies in state to state, and that's why we're having a problem. We don't understand the lemon laws within the state of Wisconsin because they could be different in Illinois. They could be different in Indiana.
Yeah. Wasn't he just in Tammy Baldwin's office?
You were just in Tammy Baldwin's office.
Wasn't he just in Sean Duffy's office?
I was.
Yes. And
wasn't
you
just in Ron Johnson's office?
I was.
You know, I'd like to know why Riggs has no answers after his trip to D.C.
And during all of this time, where was your wife's car?
In the shop.
In the shop. I mean, come on, man.
In the shop.
Ridiculous.
Because I went there for mental health, not for auto mechanic health.
Congrats. Can you talk to them about the lemon laws next time you go back?
No.
We got somebody on the phone line here. Maybe this is somebody who can answer the question. I don't know. I just answered blindly. Kiss FM.
Hi, I'm here to educate you guys on lemon law.
Yes.
Wait, I need your background in 5 seconds. Go. What do you know?
You have to have the vehicle in at least 3 times for the same problem. And they have to be able to not find an issue and give you the car back every time.
Oh.
And they have to have a field technician come in from a different, state. Like, mine came in from California.
Okay.
So, wait, you have to fly a technician from out of state?
Well, yeah, because you're going to get money from the government, essentially.
But wait, it was interesting. She said the same problem 3 times.
Yes.
It has to be the same problem.
And they have to...
They replace the engine 3 times, and then they eventually bought back the car. It took over 7 months.
But have your problems all been, has your wife's, I shouldn't say yours.
Yeah.
Right,
have your
my
wife's problems been all different?
No.
They're the same over and over?
Well, they are all different. Each one.
Oh, then they
each,
wouldn't qualify.
Each individual issue is different. And they
That's
haven't returned
saying.
The car. They've just had it for almost 2.5 weeks
No lemon law, you got to flip it. You got to flip that bad boy. Get the new engine in it that they're going to put in, and you got to get rid, man.
That's
what people get when they buy material-rich things.
Right? Get rid of the car. Get rid of it.
Get a Toyota already. Get a Nissan. Right.
Get a Nissan, dude.
Get a Jeep.
Get a Jeep.
Seriously.
Come on. Get something
else. People.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so we've got some drama.
Yes, we
J-Lo
do.
J-Lo is going to be here. Summerfest kicks off today, and then I'm going to see J-Lo next week. We don't know if Alex Rodriguez is going to be here. I hope he comes to town with her.
Yeah.
We'll find out then. I wouldn't be surprised if he was here with her.
Badass.
Yeah. He's what, July 3rd? Next Wednesday?
Yep. Yeah. Next Wednesday, I'm pumped.
Wow.
But Alex Rodriguez, a little bit of hot water because he did, what, an interview with ESPN, right?
Yeah, like a really long, in-depth interview that talked about steroids and how A-Rod was disgraced and how he thought his life and playing career and media career were over.
He spilled the tea, but the only thing people took from it was what he said about Kylie Jenner.
Yep.
It was one of those interviews where he said all these things, and the only thing anyone heard and reported was what he said about Kylie Jenner, which was that they were at a table and she was talking about how rich she was.
They were at,
right?
they were at the Met Gala, yes. which was the giant thing where like every celebrity and their mother is. So it's this giant power table. There's A-Rod, Kylie Jenner, and a bunch of big name celebrities talking about their lives.
Yeah. Right.
And Kylie is just talking about Instagram, her lipstick. And how rich she is,
but
according
to
Alex Rodriguez.
According to Alex Rodriguez, which then she clapped back and said, no, that's not what happened.
Were there a bunch of O's on that?
Yes, there was. Thank you for reading that.
Yeah, thank you.
But it wouldn't surprise me because she's young.
Yeah.
So that you take a 40, let's say 45-year-old guy.
Yep.
And then you take a 20-year-old who's famous from Snapchat.
100%.
And TV. And not in reality. I mean, it's fair to say the Kardashians don't live in reality, which is not even their fault at this point. They're in such a bubble because of paparazzi and their fame. They can never probably relate to a normal person at this point. However, it wouldn't surprise me if she was talking about these things and totally had no self-awareness that she was talking about these because she's young. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, they're going around the table and they're all talking about their business ventures.
She probably doesn't realize
what she sounded like. A ton of money from IG and her lipstick, and she's worth it. She's the first, like, youngest self-made billionaire that just came out last year.
But you know what I'm thinking is that, which is funny because he had the steroid issue, so really this would make him look bad too. It's almost like an athlete who worked hard looking at someone who got famous on Snapchat going, tell me more about all your hard work.
But at the same
time,
tell me about how you're an influencer on social media, like, with air quotes.
At the same time as someone who will not defend A-Rod, who calls him A-Roid, the guy got caught on steroids over and over again.
He has no point in saying he works harder at the end of the day because he cheated. So
He absolutely did.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
he doesn't really have a stone to step on either.
It's so funny because in the interview he drops this line about Kylie Jenner, and Kylie went, like you said, she said no, and then he immediately goes online and was like, oh no, that's right, you weren't doing that, I wasn't throwing shade, I was telling you that my kids love your lipstick and love you and you're great.
He probably said something in an interview not realizing that she was, when they get you comfortable, you start talking, and then later, I mean, don't we do that on the air all the time? I go, did I say that on the radio?
Yeah.
Think about doing interviews and then later reading it back and going, did I say that?
Yeah,
even though I thought it, I forgot that Kylie Jenner might read this.
I should have got him drunk.
Offended.
They should have got him drunk first.
That maybe they did. Maybe
he would have spilled more tea.
I read the entire interview, and it was like a 10-page interview. It took me 40 minutes to read.
Jesus.
10 pages.
10
pages.
It was, it was a long interview. And that was one line of this entire interview. And that's all people are talking about.
From it. So A-Rod makes fun of Kylie Jenner for only talking about Instagram and her cosmetic line at the Met Gala. She claps back, says no.
Will you push the Kardashian button, please?
I will not push the Kardashian button.
Why?
I told you that
one. Fun pants.
Who the hell cares?
Fun Thank pants, you. This was the episode this week where Khloe found out about
Tristan.
Oh.
It was the Tristan episode.
Tristan and Jordan,
yeah, where they had it all came out this week. And I care. So you can play that all you want, but I care.
Bro.
I need to know.
I'll let you care for me. That's fine.
Bro, I have not been angry that I got rid of cable until this week when I forgot I didn't have cable. I went to go turn it on my cable box and I didn't have the E-Channel.
I know. Fun Pants was like, it's the week. It's the week where the Jordan Tristan stuff comes out.
Fine. I'll give away a trip to Vegas. You guys go have Kardashian talk. Okay.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Okay, Gibbons the Great walks into the studio. 61 wins, only has 11 losses. You think of somebody famous, and he can guess who you're thinking of using only yes or no questions. Think of somebody like, I don't know, Post Malone or Justin Bieber or whoever. He can guess who you're thinking of. Come on in the studio, Gibbons the Great.
Hello.
We got our friend Jenny on the phone from Brookfield this morning.
She be from the block, or do we see her number on a wall?
I already ran that joke by her. She didn't laugh when I said it. I don't think you're going to get any more luck.
I thought me heard a little chuckle there.
Jenny, ready to stump Gibbons the Great this morning?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
All right, Jenny, is this person really existing in real life?
No.
Are you thinking of an evil person?
Yes.
Is this somebody from the Harry Potter world?
No.
Are you thinking of someone whose origins are in a video game?
No.
On your brain, is there someone related to those Marvel comics?
No.
Maybe on your mind is a person who wears clothing?
Kinda.
Has the person that you're thinking of ever been in a film before?
Yes.
Perhaps this is someone who resides in outer space?
No.
Are you thinking of someone from one of those horror movies?
No.
Could this be a white person?
He is white, yes.
Is there a wizard on your mind?
No.
Are you thinking of a human being?
No.
On your mind currently, is there someone made of food?
Yes.
Maybe you're thinking of someone from the Ghostbusters franchise?
Yes.
Oh, me got it here. Let me clear up my crystal ball just to make sure. You'll be thinking of someone Gibbons a great Beatoli looks like, and that'd be the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Ah.
Yes.
We used to roast Stay Puft Marshmallows by the fire at Camp Wakanda, remember? I'm sorry. Ghostbusters is one of my favorite movies of all time.
So good.
It was the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Thanks so for playing good with Gibbons the Great this morning, Jenny from the block.
867-5309. We got your number.
Hey, have a good one, girl.
Bye.
You think you can stump them? We play every morning around this time. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I have a question for you guys. Remember when I was talking about dad issues earlier?
Yes. Yeah. It's a daily theme on this show. You kidding me?
This is going to be a new dad issue. I'm going to preface this by saying I'm putting the cart before the horse because I'm not for sure this is happening yet. But I know it's going to happen, and I want to know how to deal with this when I have to cross this bridge.
Okay.
I don't have divorced parents.
I know you don't have divorced parents, right?
But Gibbons does.
Gibbons does.
I have not only my mom and dad split up, but my mom and my stepdad, who raised me a lot, split up.
Your stepdad was with your mom for how many years? Like 20-something?
20-plus, yes.
Yeah, so, okay, so now, Riggs, your parents are getting divorced.
Yes, the divorce
is now. Or
they
are divorced.
The divorce is now final.
By the way, how many years? The quickest divorce in history.
Yeah, 30 years. 30 years of marriage.
That's
30 years of marriage. Divorced in like 6 weeks. So I have not really talked about the situation involving the divorce, other than the information that has been given up to me from my mother, right?
Okay.
And I'm not asking for this information or soliciting for it. I'm just listening to her vent on the times when I do talk to her. I don't call her to be her therapist or her friend by any means because I don't want to do that.
Uh-huh.
But when I do call and check in on my mom, she'll say some things, of course, because she lets them out. But I haven't heard anything at all from my dad other than the fact that they're splitting up. He hasn't even talked to me about the filing of the papers. He hasn't talked about how, you know, my mom is living in a new place. He hasn't mentioned anything about it. He's not saying a word.
I have questions.
Which leads me to think that he is seeing someone else. And how in the hell do I start approaching life when my dad starts dating somebody else?
I have questions. I have so
many
questions.
Please go ahead and ask away.
Well, people text in at 71037.
Please text
us. Call.
Yes, when your parents start dating somebody else.
414-799-1037. Hold on though.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Do you know he's definitely dating someone else?
That's why I'm saying at the beginning, I'm putting the cart before the horse. I don't know that he is. I just know that my mom has
said. Okay, so I have more questions. Hold on, Gibbons.
Assumes,
I have like three or I'm going to forget him. I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
okay,
Gibbons.
Or
Allie.
So my next question is it better, though, that your father is not talking to you about the divorce? Because we talked about this and how almost it's not. Your parents shouldn't be talking to the kids about details about the divorce. Even if you're grown, keep it. Not your kids. Your kids are still being affected, even if they're adults.
Yes.
If you think it's not, you know, causing a little bit of trauma. Oh,
Rich is 36 years old.
The question is,
why
is it not necessarily that your dad's actually just not talking to you about it because it wouldn't be appropriate? Is that possible?
I think that's very possible.
And he's a guy who doesn't talk about details and feelings.
He internalizes
feelings
a lot, which I worry
Gibbons,
about.
Okay, Gibbons, go while I think of the next. Go.
Which I worry about with him, yes.
Thank
you.
One question, and I can form my opinion,
Okay.
I think based on this one question.
Yeah.
Are you guys not speaking about the divorce, or has there been no contact?
Is he avoiding you?
Have you guys spoken?
We've spoken very briefly, but it's awkward. It's awkward as F, man.
Yeah.
It's just weird because I've known things that have going on, and I know that my dad has been dishonest with me about things that happened.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that he has lied enough. To me.
It's mm-hmm. disappointing.
It's yeah. very disappointing.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I know these things.
Yeah, it sucks.
Which sucks a lot.
Because our especially parents being are always who we want to believe they are in our minds.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. they were together for 30 years, and I was modeling my marriage after my parents' marriage because I was like, wow. Like, that's how I want to treat my wife uh-huh. one day, how my dad treats my mom. Like, he was always very nice to her, always over the top. How was your mom doing? We want to do things for your mom, always rallying around her. That's the way that he was. He put my mom on a pedestal. That's how I felt. So to see it all crumble, to see it all crumble and see like all the stuff that was happening that I was totally oblivious to blows my mind as a 36-year-old man.
Why do you always see these guys who put chicks on pedestals and they explode? No, seriously, you see it all the time.
Because they give so much. They uh-huh. give, and they keep thinking uh-huh. when they give that they're going to get something back. And when they don't get back what they think they should get back from what they've been giving, they get upset and then they leave and they resent the person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
I'm going to give. You're awesome. I love you. But
isn't
you should
be
giving.
Isn't that a bad method, though?
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's a horrible method. You should be equals, not right. You're on a pedestal and you're better than me.
No, when I do something nice for my wife, I don't do it expecting to see something in return.
Yes.
I do it because I love my wife and I want to do something nice for her. Mm-hmm. I don't expect that she should come back and return the favor in some other way tenfold.
But will you get resentful?
No.
Like you're thinking, okay.
No, I don't get resentful if she doesn't.
And it seems and a lot
that's
like...
And I feel that's the way that my parents' marriage got after all these years, after 30 years.
I feel like knowing what I know, like this pedestal that he has your mom on is really because he wants to be put on a pedestal, so I'm gonna.
He did, I think, at some point, because I think they both had a lot of issues. My mom went through a lot.
Text into 71037. Any opinions or questions you have? Continue. Sorry. Yeah.
When's the last time you had a conversation, like on the phone conversation with your dad?
Maybe a month.
How long did that conversation last?
How long do you normally did you talk before the divorce?
Once or twice a month, maybe. Oh. So not as much anymore. Okay. But it's just awkward now because of knowing what's going on.
Because
when I was talking to him once a month before, they were together. Everything was fine. There were no problems.
I have a question.
Uh-huh. Yes, go
is
ahead.
Is it made up in your mind, though, that it's awkward if you're kind of talking the same amount? Are you...
100%, yeah.
And you're also...
Because I don't talk to my siblings as much as I do. I never talk to my siblings a lot, and I still don't really talk to them a lot.
Don't you think he's too far... Okay, sorry. Riggs, hold on for a second.
Much, yeah.
Gibbons, yeah, you're thinking too much. Uh-huh. Gibbons, don't you think he's too close to it right now? The divorce just happened.
Yes.
So everyone is in chaos. The fact that the family, it's like a death. The families are fighting.
Yeah, there's
people
grief.
Are not getting along.
And, people are
and
on
now,
sides.
And
yeah.
now he's thinking that, well, we talked a once a month before, which was the same, but now it's, are mm-hmm. we not talking because of the divorce? It's you're mm-hmm. inside of your own head a bit. Yeah, 100%.
I am.
But it, like having been through...
It's going to get better, but it's just going to take a long time.
Yeah.
You know what? Based on my own personal experience, I can't say that it will get better because, Riggs, your parents split up and you've still spoken to your dad. You still have had conversations
with
your dad.
Yeah, but he's getting pissed, isn't he? Riggs, are you getting pissed?
At who?
Your dad. It sounds like
or
it.
Or upset
said you
in general.
You have dad issues and you said he wasn't honest with you, which upset you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. And I've never felt that way before.
Okay.
Until now.
I have a question.
Yes.
Have you asked him if he's dating someone?
No.
Your father?
I should just ask him point blank.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, I don't want to get too far backwards.
But be prepared for the answer. It might not be
what
you want to hear.
That's what I'm terrified about. Because I don't want to talk. I don't want to have to pretend to be friends with Sharon or whoever the F it is.
You don't have to.
Sharon doesn't live here. Who cares?
Exactly.
And if you go home to see your father, you don't have to see Sharon.
I don't have to be
just
nice to the Sharon.
Just because your dad's dating
someone.
And
I'm just pulling a name out of my
bro,
ass,
bro, my dad, my stepmom, my dad's wife is named Sharon, and I have the greatest relationship with Sharon,
funny.
And I'm hoping that my dad's not listening going, he doesn't
Sharon.
Like Sharon.
Sharon's having an affair with Rick's dad.
Oh,
Sharon,
my God,
oh, my God.
Sharon, you slut.
Worlds are colliding. This is terrible.
What are the texts saying?
Someone texted into 71037. They said, to be 100% honest with you, Riggs, it's one of my most awkward positions to be in. My dad cheated on my mom, which is why they divorced.
Reading text to yourself. It's weird.
Just read one.
Someone said, it's easy to forget your parents are people too. They make mistakes. He may be dating someone, but he's approaching it correctly by keeping you out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you think of that one?
I'll agree with that. I do.
Okay. Yeah.
He knows that it's going to be weird for me when he says I'm dating Sharon or whoever it happens to be. Uh-huh. He knows I'm probably going to flip out and be like, Sharon, you just got out of a 30-year marriage with mom. What the hell? Now you've already moved on from
but
my mom?
Isn't
this that's how
what
I feel.
Guys do?
Yeah.
I mean, every guy I've ever dated, as soon as we broke up, went and slept with somebody else immediately.
Yes.
And women cry. We cry for like 3 days and then we just move on.
Yeah, men just go and bang it out.
Men just immediately jump on another. Yep. It's always been every dude I've ever known.
100%. And then they'll regret it later, though.
Do they? Do you guys?
Yes.
I don't ever see you guys. Yes. Do you guys really regret it when you do that?
We may not regret being with the person, but we may have regretted the decisions that we made.
1,000% That you jumped on somebody else quick.
Like the hurt that
you
caused someone
else. I wanted to know about this because I get so upset when guys do that.
When I regret, do I regret my first wife that I had before?
Yeah.
Do I regret when we broke up for a couple months and I cheated on her? We were broken up. No, I don't. I mean, I don't regret that at all.
You were like 20. You were like 20 years old. In fairness, let me just put that out there.
Do I regret the pain that I put on someone else as far as like being unfaithful to somebody? Then yes, I do regret that as a human being, but not her as a person. She's a piece of trash.
Right.
Okay. Now
she was. Yeah. No, that's fair.
I've never been married, but when I end a relationship and it goes bad, and I've had this where you go, all right, I need to get over somebody by getting under somebody. Mm-hmm. You go there.
Every guy does that.
And I've been in emotions and I've been loving it, but the minute that it's over,
you feel bad.
Oh God, what the hell did I just do that for? I'm a piece of trash.
Do you feel
God.
Bad because you really miss the person, and so you, or do you feel
it's
bad?
It's not about missing the person; it's about the action.
About filling the void. Yeah,
you're filling a void.
So because you miss the person.
Yeah, I would
that's
say it's
exactly
about missing the person.
What it is.
I would say
so,
yes.
Yeah.
I would say yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, when it happened,
Or just wanting to not think about the person anymore.
Well, thank you for the text. I've got a lot of texts to 71037 of people empathizing, saying that their parents divorced as well, and the dad cheated, and I'm glad that my dad's not keeping me in the loop then, if that's the case. If he is seeing somebody, because it would set me off. Honestly, it would. It would hurt me.
I know it's hard.
It's none of my business.
He's allowed to.
He is. He absolutely is.
So
when
can he date?
He can date whenever he wants to date. It's not my... he's a grown adult.
No,
he can
but
do
I'm
what
saying to make to fit your standard of happiness because you're upset about it.
I don't know. It's just going to have to be when
he
I'm
can
okay.
Never date.
Well,
that's
no, no,
what
no.
I would
no,
say.
Can.
I'd be like, you can never date.
He can date whenever he wants to. It's going to be when I'm okay with it. I guess when I see that my mom is okay, that's when I'll be okay with my dad moving on.
Well, because you're protective.
I'm very protective of my mom.
You want your mom to be okay before your dad dates anyone.
Inside,
that's
yes.
That's fair because it's going to kill her.
It is killing
her.
It already is.
The worst thing is getting a divorce and seeing your ex-husband with somebody else, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now, Riggs, I've said this before.
When she didn't want it to begin with.
No,
she
didn't.
Want the divorce. I've been there. That's a nightmare. That's
she
traumatic,
didn't.
Dude.
No, she didn't.
Yeah.
You hope and pray that after, as time passes, your relationship with your father will be the same or, you'll have a relationship. But you have to be prepared because this is what I went through. I thought that it would improve my relationship with my stepdad. And
Gibbons,
I have
you thought what would improve it?
My relationship. Because when my parents broke up, my stepdad didn't reach out. We didn't talk. And I was like, well, maybe eventually it'll happen. Maybe eventually. And I haven't said one word to him. We haven't spoken in now 12 years.
And that's the other daddy issue
it.
That hits me to the core,
at all.
Too.
We haven't spoken at all. I haven't said one word to this guy in now. It's been 10
years.
My stepdad.
Your stepdad, yes.
And that's the other daddy issue that hits me to the core, is worry that I've now fractured a relationship with my stepdad,
he adopted you.
Yeah, I put him on a pedestal as a father for so many years.
Exactly,
well,
he let you
wait,
down.
That doesn't discount the years that he was a good father to you.
No, it doesn't.
That was all real.
I know
he was
it
a
was.
Good dad.
And he said that to me in a text message over Father's Day, and I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I do.
They're two different issues, yeah.
But still, it disappoints me as a human being. I thought that he had better character than that.
And that... You are literally saying exactly what I felt and said out loud when my
you're
parents were
disappointed.
Yes.
So you're disappointed. I get it.
It's going to be still a roller coaster,
your parents
man.
Said that when you were younger all the time. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. And I never got that. And now that I'm an adult, I understand.
You get it. Yeah.
I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
Which then makes you sad and hurt.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're not who you want them to be.
Why couldn't they have gotten divorced when I was a teenager so I could blame all my adult issues
on
that?
See, now I'm the crying one. See? It's coming now. We the goal is to make everybody on the show cry today.
Oh, gosh.
Gibbons is already bald.
Yes.
Allie's on the verge.
I'm on the verge. I don't know why. I have no issues with this crap.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Happy first day of Summerfest.
Damn right.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes, baby.
Damn right. What was it? What are you jostling over there?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you mixing a drink?
I didn't realize you could hear that.
It sounded like you were mixing a drink.
I was putting my Summerfest schedule back in my little cup so that tomorrow I can whip it back out again for Lizzo. I'm going to freak out.
I was pulling mine out to tell people that tonight they can see people like Steve Aoki and Hanson and Walk the Moon and our intern is excited about Thomas Rhett.
Somebody get that girl a ticket.
I don't know who the hell that is. I mean, I know who that is, but the I don't country know who guy. That is. Yeah. I know who he is, but I don't know who he is.
Right.
Nor do I care because I hate country so much.
You couldn't name a Thomas Rhett song if we held you in the corner.
I couldn't pick him out of a crowd.
No,
Allie, he's going to be
you
the guy.
You could have panties being thrown at him. I still wouldn't be sure if it was him or not.
He'll be the guy there in the skinny jeans and the cowboy hat. Come on.
Oh, my God.
I forgot what it's going to look like at Summerfest tonight.
Yeah, bro.
It's going to be all
tight
cowboy.
Jeans, man.
Oh, jeez.
Tight jeans, man.
I got my Affliction jeans.
Oh, my God. God, Ed Hardy
please,
up in his boots.
Are those
God.
Bedazzled jeans in the
please
back? Why, yes, they are.
Bedazzled jeans, man. Please.
Yeah, take those, walk your bedazzled jeans back to Waukegan, bro.
I know I'm traumatizing somebody that's wearing them right now, but get those bedazzled jeans off, dudes.
You can catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Show number 691 is in the books.
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn on the show this morning? I learned something on the show this morning.
Yeah, what'd you learn?
I learned something about Allie. I learned that Allie is now on date number 2, soon to be date number 3 with Tinder Luke Perry. And date number 2 went okay last night.
It went good.
Yes.
It went good. We went out to dinner. There was no action had beyond first base.
Base is an action? You can't make out with somebody and that's enough?
First base is an action, bro. That's a hit. That's you made contact with the ball. There's
exactly.
Action. There's action happening, all right? You didn't swing and miss. Nobody whiffed. There was not a ball thrown. You hit the ball. You made the first
base. Figuring it out. It's like a maze.
Yes. And she's taking her time with this one instead of hopping in.
Well, tonight. I mean, what do you guys got going on tonight, Allie, huh?
Coming over to Netflix and something.
No, he's coming over to Patio and Chill. I don't Netflix and Chill. I Patio and Chill. You know
how
I run.
Allie, what did you learn on the show this morning?
Listen.
What did you learn on the show this morning? Answer the question.
I'm trying. Am I doing Gibbons?
Oh, if you want to do it, you can do whatever.
So, no, that sounds so awful.
You said it.
I learned that Gibbons bawled, crying hysterically out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming.
Nope.
Was doing a story in the Celebrity Dirt about, go ahead, tell them what triggered you.
It was Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife, Beth, who is in a medically induced coma
and is
not going to wake up from the coma.
But I said that Dog the Bounty Hunter put a picture of her nails, just her hand on social media, which her nails done. And first, because it's symbolic for her.
Yeah.
Gibbons,
he's going again.
He's crying again.
He's hitting feels again.
I looked at him. I said, "What just triggered you? Because it wasn't the nails.
No,
it wasn't Dog the Bounty Hunter. What about this story is triggering you to cry like a?"
You're
bitch.
Such a bitch.
Right
you're
now.
Such a bitch. You know what? There's only one bitch in this room, and it's you, Allie.
I was gonna say baby, and then I said
no.
What triggered you? Tell us because this is deep.
I
felt bad for you, but I didn't understand how we went from nails
like,
to you bawling hysterically on the air.
I was worried.
Explain it.
With Dog the Bounty Hunters.
Crap about yourself.
It goes back to my dad and my dad having cancer. And when my dad got cancer, before he had cancer, he was a dick. He was a douchebag. I just said it. Find me.
Before
I don't care.
Before he had cancer, he was a real jerk.
He was
in
a
life.
Jerk. Yeah. Yes. He got cancer. He beat cancer. He made it through.
It changed his perspective.
It changed his perspective completely. Mm-hmm. And I worried about Dog the Bounty Hunter, who was also a terrible person, who became a good person, reverting back to becoming another bad person. I have daddy
Which
issues,
is
and
really,
it goes back to my dad, and now, hold on.
I don't think it's wrong to have dad issues. Everybody does, right?
Yeah.
No, but, and then, like, there's a lot happening. I'm a ball of emotions today, man.
I get that. So, basically, what
Speak for me, because I can't
I got
right
you,
now,
Gibbons,
please.
Right now, hold on. So what triggered you is, had nothing to do with Dog the Bounty Hunter, had to do with your own dad.
Yes.
And your dad getting cancer and then coming out and being a different person and then possibly going back. You're afraid of something happening to your father.
Yes.
And that would suck. So that stressed you out because it triggered your dad's stuff.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And his cancer.
Go
okay.
ahead and play your favorite song now too in the background. Give it just
you're
to keep
gonna
it going.
Make me play this.
I'm the one that sucks.
Come on, just go ahead and play it.
You know what?
I'm not trying to make
hey,
you
Allie.
Cry. I'm trying
hey,
to
Allie.
Help you work through your issues so you talk it out and you can release some of these things.
And I'm trying to make him laugh. Go ahead. I'm trying to make him laugh.
No, he's
Allie,
not.
I said a minute ago that there was one bitch in the room. No, that I said there was one bitch in the room and it was you. No, Riggs, you're a bitch.
Damn right.
Damn right.
Yes.
I hate you for it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I wanted to be a bitch too.
Darn it.
I wanted to be a sassy bitch too.
And Allie, what you don't know is, because you walked in right before, I got some news off the air about 5 minutes ago that's got, and this is part of what I learned on the show this morning. What? I am on an emotional roller coaster. I don't deal well with loss, and I'm finding out now about I'm finding out now about more stuff off the air, more loss in my life that makes me want to cry right now.
And if I talk off the air.
If I talk for 5 more seconds, the tears are going to freaking start, and now I'm crying again.
Stop it.
Hold on. Okay, you cry and let me talk for He's also upset. He's upset because one of our coworkers
is getting let go.
Their job has been eliminated, position, and he's upset, and I don't blame him because it freaking sucks. But that's not because I know people are like, who else did you lose? What Gibbons would say next is that he learned that Riggs has dad issues as well.
Riggs has daddy issues as well.
We all have dad issues, man. They're great.
Riggs has daddy issues.
Why is everyone else crying?
Dad issues in the morning.
Allie, you're gonna be.
My children leave for 4 days, and then I got two people crying. No, in the studio.
And our dad left for cigarettes and never came back.
Allie's gonna be crying later, but it's gonna be tears of joy when she gets a little
somewhere. Issues.
Yes,
my
ex-husband
left me while I was pregnant abruptly. You were talking about abandonment.
But you worked through those.
You get me triggered.
You went through the lowest of lows to get through that, though. Let us go through our stuff.
Thank you, Allie. You brought me back. I'm done crying now.
Love you.
F that guy, for the record. I just had to say that.
I hope you dance, Gibbons. I hope you dance.
You're a bastard.
I know. J-Matt's up next. You got a chance for you to go to Vegas with Marshmello and enjoy the first day of Summerfest. Yes. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.